Here's some of Kennedy Malloy that you may not have heard before. Want some performance never seen before on the job site? Check out the latest from Milwaukee at your nearest authorised Milwaukee retailer. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia, and welcome to day one of the reign of Scott Morrison. May it be a reign of terror. Enjoy. We'll talk about that a little later in the show. It's a big one, Jane.
It is, and we're going to chat with, I think for the final time this week, and we're going to put this whole political debacle to bed with Richo, because
we don't want to speak to Richo anymore.
I do want to speak to Richo, but I think we've had a good run.
We'll ask Richo to put a footnote on it for us, to tell us what happened.
That's right.
And what have we learnt?
And who we farewell.
Sure.
I think, which is interesting. Hang on.
I've had a good look at politics.
Hmm.
Thinking of throwing my hat in the ring.
Are you really?
I'm doing the numbers.
Yeah.
As we speak.
Who's supporting you?
I may have an announcement.
Really?
Wow.
At the moment, my liver. I may have an announcement to make.
I don't want to be a deputy, politics, by the way.
Yeah, you'd be good.
Really? Too, I see.
Little Julie Bishop.
Oh, well, don't mind that. Yeah. She is looking very trim.
It's a good job.
Hey, it's Clan of the Week time, so I don't even know where to begin this week, but trust me, plenty of contenders.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed.
You won't be, and we'll take your calls about that too, so have a good think if you've got a clown.
Indeed. Guess what?
What?
Despite your best efforts to kill it, Dave O'Neill's show is going to air tonight.
Mate.
And Dave O'Neill is coming in himself.
Who do you think asked Dave O'Neill to come in today?
All right.
To plug his show.
Because you're feeling bad?
No, I'm not feeling bad. I've been very supportive of everyone in the Australian entertainment industry, particularly Pilot Week on Channel 10. And
how's it going? Congratulate them. All right. Good work.
Congratulate everyone who was involved.
We're mainly blokes, apparently, but... Hey, what about the week in review?
Do you know what? I walked into the office today and I said, I'm exhausted.
What do you mean?
Because working with you is exhausting.
No, you love it. Come on. Friday, how are you going to get through the next 2 days?
I don't know.
All right. Hey, okay, speaking of exhaustion.
Yeah.
There's a prize competition
out there.
You've
got that look in your eye again.
There's a prize competition out there.
Oh, well, I've told you.
We'll just need to get it out there.
No. In fact, let's wait until Clown of the Week, because I want to clown you all who've been involved in the worst competition in the history of Australian radio.
Gangbusters.
People ring all day, night about it. It's unbelievable.
Well, that's very sad reflection upon the state of Australian males, because it's mostly men.
It's kudos to your toot.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't even care about
it.
People might not know what we're talking about. It's about my toilet and
Set yourself in. We'll take your calls, take your tweets, all that and much more. Right. Dave, Jane. Hey. Jane, we will talk about your toilet. There's a push to have it roped off like Graceland's so people can come and
admire it.
Queue up and admire it, and maybe even just get their photo taken sitting on it.
I don't mind that. You can have your photo taken
sitting on your toilet, but you can't use it.
You can't blurt out anything. So it's really just, it could be a museum piece.
You can't shut the door.
Do you know what?
What?
I don't want people coming to my house that I don't know.
No.
No offence.
Well, it's just to sit on the toilet.
How unreasonable I sound, really.
What's wrong with you? All right.
What's wrong with me?
What if we put a portaloo in? What if we put a portaloo
at the back? Literally.
Have you ever used a portaloo?
No.
Well, they do smell.
They are literally evil. The most evil invention on a work site.
Or
at the races.
Or a music festival. Yeah. What do you do when you go up to Hanging Rock to watch?
Yeah.
I would rather wet my pants in full view of everyone than go and sit on one of those toilets.
You'd rather do it Flemington Race 6 style in the spring.
I'd rather do it in my shoe.
You know what? I'm going to get you a chamber pot.
I don't need a chamber pot. Can we get off the whole...
Sure.
Ablutions scenarios. I'm literally so over politics right now. I'm so over it.
All right.
I am so over having every time I put the screen on, very, very worthy and very Well, the journos are having a field day. They're loving being. They're having so much screen time.
Canberra, whole of Canberra will be on heat at the moment.
But they've had to fill so much, especially today when they're waiting for the spill. And it was just, in fact, on Sky News, it was just a corridor.
Yeah, that's right. I saw that. Two people waiting there.
Two people for 15 minutes, and we have to hear this palaver go on and on and on. Oh my God! I'm ready for the rest.
They're our leaders. They're our nation's leaders. They're doing a good job.
ScoMo's pretty happy. He's going to make a speech any minute, I think.
I have to say, that's probably the smartest move for the Liberal Party. The only one who stands any kind of chance.
Well, in the whole jigsaw puzzle of, and for the next federal election, which will come up.
Can I be honest? I haven't been following it that closely because I am just addicted to American politics at the moment.
That's very un-Australian.
I just can't help it. It's Trump. What? Scott Morrison versus Trump. Where's the good stuff coming from?
No competition.
I've said this.
But what's his up to? What's the latest? What's going on with his crew?
It's just the net's tighter. This Mueller's going to get him because it's all legal. You can't dodge it. He can dodge all
the
likes
with
his
politics
and his committees and his findings and his stuff.
I've got you.
But there's an absolute gun out there with all the military legal hardware behind him, and he's just circling the net. He's picking off all the first commanders, the inner circle, one by one. He's now subpoenaed the head of one of their papers, the National Enquirer, who apparently was part of the deal to pay Stormy Daniels. Anyway, it's fascinating stuff.
Oh, okay. So he was on board to just stir up trouble
he was part of the deal. I think he's a very good friend of Donald Trump's. And now they're all under oath. So the standard has lifted. There's big stakes here.
And what do you think legally in the end they will get Trump on?
I just think they'll erode his. You don't want to impeach him. There's a doubt whether you can. But you want him to go to the next election. You want him to go to the next election, and you want America to say, we made a terrible mistake.
Okay.
Please give us a chance to boot him. Because if he doesn't, you'll never know, and that their base will fire up going,
But they just got to get people to vote. This is the problem.
Just watch it if you get a chance. It's so much fun at the moment.
Hey, look, we need to just wrap up this whole week of politics in Australia, and we'll do it next with the only man for the job around, Richo.
Done.
Coming up, thanks to Milwaukee, next breakthrough in power tool and battery technology.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Three sources are telling us that Scott Morrison has won a ballot for the Liberal leadership and therefore will become the 30th Prime Minister of Australia. Peter Dutton's numbers team. Something has gone, to use the cliche, horribly wrong.
Something has gone horribly wrong, and a lot of people have been telling me this week, these guys are over-egging it. These guys have got terrible tactics. Do they know how to count?
After what they have done, I think, over the last few days, it's going to be a really tough job now for Scott Morrison to pull the whole team together. But of course, I think, in my view, he's far better placed to do it than Peter Dutton, because Peter Dutton would have been seen as the guy who took ownership of the party on behalf of the right wing.
My course from here is to provide absolute loyalty to Scott Morrison to make sure that we win the election and that we defeat Bill Shorten.
We've lost the Prime Minister, but there is still a government to save.
I was impressed by how many of my colleagues voted for loyalty above disloyalty. How the insurgents were not rewarded by electing Mr. Dutton, for example, but instead my successor, who I wish the very best, of course, Scott Morrison. The events of the last week or so, it was extraordinary. It was described as madness by many, and I think it's difficult to describe it in any other way. It may surprise you on a day like this, but I remain very optimistic and positive about our nation's future.
Well, we have a result, and the winner is Bill Shorten.
Surprised you could hear him over his teeth grinding. Hey, on the line now, Sky News and columnist for The Australian, Graham Richo Richardson, is on the line. Richo, are you exhausted? Are you lying on the couch trying to work out what happened?
I was actually asleep when your producer rang. I just dozed off in the chair.
Well, I know I've seen that chair, Richo, you're in with your pool in the background. You must have been sitting there all week, either on telly or on your phone. And it's a good look.
Yeah, well, I've got rid of the cameras.
Yeah.
Yes. And I've told Sky I'm doing nothing this weekend.
Done. Okay. Well, we'll keep this short and let you get back to your pool and your chair.
Scott Morrison's just begun his press conference, you know.
Yes, we're just watching that now. We can see that.
As we speak, the timing's perfect. Is he the Stephen Bradbury of Australian politics, Graeme Richardson?
No, he's a bit better than that, I think.
Yeah.
He from a standing start in 2 days, he did pretty well.
Yep.
And it's not surprising. He's a much better candidate than Dutton. And yep. You can understand a lot of the ones who thought the only way to get rid of Turnbull was to vote for Dutton went off at the alternative. Enough of them said, yeah, we'll take the alternative. Thank you very much.
He does seem like a sensible choice. The best choice available, at least for the general public.
He's a good bloke too. Yep. I mean, both he and Frydenberg are good people.
Yep.
There's not something you'd accuse Turnbull of. He's a good bloke, and he's a very religious fella.
Yep.
Apart from that.
And he's a Tina Arena fan too. There you go.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, well,
so I don't want to hold that against him because I'm a big fan of Tina's.
Vote one.
I like Tina too. I think she's. I've been watching her since she was on Young Talent Time. So that's only about 50 years.
No, that's not.
Can't be a spring chicken either.
You've gone right now. One quote from Abbott, which made me laugh, was, "Well, we've lost a PM, but we've still got a party to save." Now, is that a threatening? Is that like we're not done yet? We're going to come again. This part of the Liberal Party.
Well, I think he was disappointed. Obviously,
sure.
He couldn't in the end get up himself, so he was trying to get Dutton up because he's part of the right, and he wanted a right winger. He got someone who straddles both sides, and I think it's a pretty good result. And I think Scott Morrison, if he's got any brains at all, will include Abbott in his cabinet. Because if you don't include Abbott, he'll do to Morrison what he did to Turnbull. He's very good at it.
Yes.
So I'd like to have him in the tent.
The only other person I think that's really going to be very disappointed with the fact that ScoMo is now our PM is Bill Shorten.
Where is Bill Shorten? Is he still in politics?
Well, I think Bill was hoping that it'd be Dutton.
Bill Shorten's just put in a really good statement. Where he sympathised with Turnbull and his family because it's a pretty big upheaval.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure.
And so he was pretty smart doing that. Otherwise, as I think I've said to you this week, you should go on a cruise for the next couple of months. Just lie on a deck chair and read a few books and have a swim and get reacquainted with his kids.
What did you think of Turnbull's speech as he...
Well, I mean, relatively gracious.
Yep.
Insofar as somebody like him can be gracious.
You're not a huge fan, are you, Richard?
No.
Let's be honest.
I've got to say, he's not my best mate.
Sure.
And I think it's absolutely reciprocated.
Yeah, so totally.
From his point of view, I think he'd have some fairly nasty things to say about me too.
What does he do now? What will his moves be?
Well, he'll just go back to his millions.
Yep.
And try and make some more. He's pretty good at it.
And so what about Julie Bishop, Richo? What does she do now?
Well, were I Dutton, I'd keep her. I mean, she's a very good foreign minister. And just because she didn't do too well on a leadership ballot, I'd be keeping her.
Yeah.
And they haven't got too many women. So, dumping
her. No, she's great. She's
fraught with danger. So, I've always fancied people dressing in Prada. So I want to keep her on.
Okay.
Richo, I'm thinking of having a crack at it myself, making a run at it. Can you do the numbers for me? Can you ring around?
Mate, I don't think the Lord God Almighty could do the numbers for you.
Yes, yeah, I'm in the same frame of mind, Richo.
I don't wish to sound rude,
yes.
But I love you dearly, but I wouldn't want you as my Prime Minister.
Do you reckon there might be some, what do they call them?
Skeletons
in the closet?
Mate, your cupboard is fairly wrapped.
Hey, Richo, enjoyed speaking with you these last few days.
Yeah, good
and
on you, mate.
It's been very informative, and we hope you have a good rest the next few days too.
Well, anytime you guys want me, I'm available.
We'd love to talk to you further. I'd love to get your thoughts further on Mark Latham too.
Oh,
don't
on
have
that
a lie
note,
down. Don't
no, you won't.
Down.
That's not printable. You'll have to have a button and a press.
Okay.
Good on you, Richo.
See you, thanks.
Thanks, mate.
Graeme Richardson from The Australian and Sky News, 8 p.m. Wednesdays. All right, now, you did mention there, Mick, that you maybe want to have a tilt towards the Lodge. Is this something?
I may have an announcement after this
song. All right,
song.
Stand by.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
There's a lot going on. As we speak, Scott Morrison is addressing the media, the new Prime Minister of Australia.
Yes, the 30th Prime Minister just sworn in.
With his deputy, Josh Frydenberg. Yep. He's a decent fella, but fix up the hair, mate.
He'll get there.
It's going.
He'll
it's
get
gone.
There, I'm sure.
Stop fighting the fight.
Get the clippers out.
Just take it off.
Mm. All the right? two of That's them, though, they are grinning from ear to ear. Who wouldn't be?
We were just having a conversation off air. We're saying it's interesting, but the people who care most about the country and the community and all those values aren't
not
politics.
In politics.
Yeah. They're not in politics.
Exactly.
Everyone always look at it in politics goes, you love it, you're there for yourself.
Right.
You talk about your party.
Yep.
You talk about the country like it's an abstract concept.
That's it.
But I know so many people who would be great, who I wish were in Canberra.
Of course.
Making decisions on behalf of this great country.
And don't want to do that.
And look, they're not there.
I'm not going to bang on about it, but all I see is just another whitewash of pasty white men.
Yes,
that's what it is. And it's, to me, it's sort of a bit depressing, the whole thing.
Well, you see the Republican Party in America and you go, that is not representative of anyone apart from rich southern white guys.
Right.
There's not a black person in sight. There's not a woman in Kiwi. No. And it is what it is. Can we have a listen? Well, let's give him a go. We've taken a bit, clipped a bit off the top of Scott Morrison addressing the media for the first time.
There's been a lot of talk this week about whose side people are on in this building. And what Josh and I are here to tell you, as the new generation of Liberal leadership, is we're on your side. That's what matters. We're on your side.
Yeah.
It's all a bit of speak.
Just make sure Tony Abbott is.
I don't know. Look, you've got to say something, don't you?
It needs a shake-up. It needs a shake-up from the roots upwards.
I can't use the word loyalty right now, to be honest.
Mm. I'm thinking it needs a strong, fresh voice.
Oh my God.
I'm thinking someone needs to come out of the clouds and take this country by the scruff of the neck and lead as he was born to do.
You're not telling me.
I'm running.
What?
I'm running.
Australia, in this time of political uncertainty, there is only one logical choice for the future.
Biggie!
When you need your next Prime Minister, you need Canberra's favourite son.
You can swing by the National Portrait Gallery and see a photo of me in my natural habitat.
In your undies.
Right. That's in a pub drinking a beer.
Mick Malloy provides sound economic and financial knowledge.
Warren Buffett took one look at Mitcoin and cracked a stiffy, and he's 87.
Good old-fashioned values.
You know what? I've been this angry since Holden removed the ashtray from the cars.
Comprehensive foreign policy experience.
I went to Mykonos. The only thing I didn't like about the food was it was very hard to eat it while there were eight hotties dancing on your table.
A unique stance on law and order.
I've always wanted a conjugal visit.
He thinks outside the box when it comes to balancing the budget.
Hook out, here comes another GoFundMe page.
He has wide-ranging diplomacy skills.
Trump's an idiot.
Is culturally sensitive.
And I just made up a language. So I start going, hey, go, dagamundama.
Did you really?
And knows how to handle our troops.
That general arrived with two female officers and you called him General Three-Way.
He is one of Australia's greatest legal minds.
I'm intrigued by the High Court.
Are you?
I have to say.
Why is that?
Well, because I've been in every court other than the High Court.
And brings an X factor not seen before in the role of Prime Minister.
Goes off like a firecracker in the sack.
It's time to make Australia Mick again.
And remember, if the lodges are rockin', don't bother knockin'.
Vote one, Mick Malloy, for PM.
Pretty happy with that one. That's a big one. Well done, Mickey. There it is.
I'm speechless.
It's a comprehensive
Michael?
Platform. Well, play your cards right. You could be my Julie Bishop.
I'm
Josh
speechless.
Or my Josh Frydenberg. Take your pick.
Well, yeah, your deputy, you're saying.
I think I could get there. It's a wild card. I'm a maverick. I'll probably be late to Christian time.
You reckon?
Yeah, you have to wear a suit. You've got one of those because you wear that to court, all the races.
Your
diplomacy skills, need a little work.
Going to give it a red hot go.
I'm going
to Canberra. I'm going to hit the hustings. You know what I want? You know those old schools, they used to have a train?
And the train
would drive and you wouldn't even get off the train. It'd just stop in a town. You'd stand at the back and go, that's going to be me.
You kiss babies and...
Kiss the good-looking ones. I'll throw a couple back. You know, you throw an underweight fish back? No! That's an ugly baby.
What do you stand for?
what I stand for. Yeah. Whatever I feel like at the time. You know, it'll be moving
How
around.
Random are you?
Having good times.
Where are you going to be based?
Yeah.
Well, it'll be moving.
Well, you might have to be based in Canberra, as Canberra's favourite son. Is that what you're saying? You'll move to Canberra?
I will. I'll go home. Become like a pilgrimage. Okay. And then you know what I'll do?
What?
I'll go and carve my face into Uluru. like Mount Rushmore.
Oh, how respectful
yeah,
of you.
Yeah. Like Mount Rushmore. Just me, maybe a couple of hotties.
Okay.
I'm sure the community around Uluru will be so thrilled with that.
They'll love it.
Yep. All right. You. Hey, that sounds terrific, Mick. Yeah, we'll really support you on that one.
Thanks, James. Good to know you in my corner.
I'm in your corner, buddy. Don't worry.
Vote one, Mickey.
Yes, do it now. Yeah.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'm going to let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
Well, there's been plenty. And we're going to start at the top with a man who's probably going to have a quiet beer by himself in a pub. Very sad because it's Peter Dutton.
Peter Dutton. Why are you clowning Peter?
Well, it's because he didn't know, again, another leader who doesn't know an AC/DC song.
Here we
go. Let's have a listen to Peter
Dutton. Cost him?
I think it's cost him the entire prime ministership. Have a listen to him on Hot Breakfast in Melbourne.
Peter, I gave you a hard one before, so I'll give you an easy one to finish up here today. What's your favourite AC/DC song?
This is one where it catches you out. So I had about an hour and a half sleep last night. And I'm trying to catch up with you, Will, but I haven't, mate. I'm sorry. You've got the gotcha of the day.
And that's probably
I think Listen Like Thieves was my In Excess one when I was last in, wasn't it?
Yes, it was,
Was it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Good choice.
But so that's a good answer. Don't try and... here's a tip for you, Peter. Don't try and sing songs you don't know the lyrics to.
No, not good enough. Sorry, it's not that hard.
What do you want? What do you want from your prime minister?
I just want them to say...
They've got to know two AC/DC songs.
At least, or...
You've got to be able to do the Nutbush.
Nutbush. Yep. You know the words to The Voice.
Shotgun a tinny.
That's it.
It's not that difficult. Just act like an Australian, please.
Whoa. You've come out swinging.
Okay.
Crikey. Are you going again, are you?
I'm going to go Madonna.
Hey, I'm with you on this one.
For making her Aretha Franklin dedication all about herself.
This is outrageous.
Let's have a listen to the audio from her at the MTV Video Awards, where she was supposed to pay homage to Aretha Franklin. We've just cut this down from 6 minutes just to all the mentions that Madonna made of herself.
Lord.
Have a listen.
Aretha changed the course of my life. I left Detroit when I was 18. My dream, my pocket, daring me to be amazing. Asked me my favorite. I decided I had to overlook. I panicked. I had to think fast. My next meal was on the line. I said, I blurted out. I don't need sheet music. I know every word. I know this song by heart. I will sing it a cappella. They did not take me seriously. I don't know who I was. I didn't say that. I don't know what I said. I don't know what came over me. I just walked to the edge of the pitch black stage and I started singing. Led me to where I am today. I was Spanish and I had no idea who that was. I wanted to live in Paris. I wanted to eat some food. That was the beginning of my journey as a singer. I left for Paris. I needed to go back home, but I came back because I had not earned the luxury life I was living. I wanted to write my own songs, and that's exactly what I did. You're probably all wondering why I'm telling you this story.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm Madonna.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, classy.
Bitch, I'm a knobhead.
Classy all the way.
So that should have said.
All right. The
all
next
right.
Next one I want to clown. And it's...
Are you going again?
Yeah, it's every single person who works on this show.
What? Oi.
You're in there, Dave.
What dare you?
But our production team.
Our entire production
team.
Marshy, Sam, Whitney, James.
And mainly Mick Malloy.
No, wait.
For coming up
do
with...
Do you know what you're doing here? You're cutting...
No. Give the floor to me. But coming up with the most ludicrous, embarrassing,
most
humiliating
promotion we've ever done.
Stupid promotion of all time, which involved my toilet and people doing a poop.
Oh,
have a
hurtful.
Listen to
this.
This.
We've given you amazing concert experiences.
You have too, Bon.
Oh, that's why you are the best radio station always.
And thousands of dollars cash.
Yes! You beauty!
Now, Kennedy Malloy gives you a money can't buy opportunity, a unique chance to christen a crapper. Jane Kennedy. Brandy loves people backing one out in her bathroom.
Not acceptable.
It's not a display item. It's not. It's a functional piece of the house.
We all do it.
It's attached to plumbing,
Jane.
Just
don't do it when you go to someone's house.
We all do it.
You could take a delightful dump, lop off a log, or peacefully paint the porcelain.
You're a fair dinkum idiot.
Just light a match when you're done.
You're exhausting.
Make Jane blush with the amount she'll have to flush.
You're a terrible man.
We'll load you up with a spicy chicken tikka and your copy of Penthouse and give you a clear 20 minutes to do your worst on Jane Kennedy's throne.
It's not unusual for people to have hang-ups about toilets. You'd seen what I'd seen in my life.
Your chance at a triumphant turd in Jane's toilet.
Not to do number two. Don't do it in my house.
What if you have to?
What's wrong with you?
Kennedy Malloy's Rage Against the Latrine.
Do it at home.
I've done it at open
control
for inspection.
Yourself.
Win your way to the smallest room in Jane's house.
Yeah, I love Triple M, you rock.
Coming soon to the station that's full of shit.
Do you see what I have to put up with?
Triple Flusher. Oh, but I mean, Triple M.
Wow. And that is the last you will hear.
Are you calling
of that
off
competition.
This competition?
Yes, I am.
Can people got
friends,
one last chance to end it?
No, or? All my girlfriends and myself were having intervention. It stops right now. Thank you very much. Ricky. Thank you, ball boys. Thank you, linesman.
Well, it was fun while
Sold.
It lasted. Okay, well, we
okay,
had fun.
Okay, you had your fun.
There's a lot of people did call, didn't they, Dave?
It's a bit disappointing, to be really honest. I
Shut
mean,
up, Dave.
Whitney's uncle was ringing her.
Whitney's uncle wants to end her.
Well, that's just typical.
Good country folk.
That's it.
Listen, I'm out of words. I've got really nowhere popular. To go with
what
it.
What if we set a portaloo up in your front yard?
Well, you know how I feel about portaloos.
Yeah, but if we just sent them, it's got a queue forming.
No.
Right around
Done.
The street.
Stop it with the toilets. It's enough. I keep looking. How much do I have to look at you in the eyes? And you have that stupid, mischievous look
you
on your
face.
You
can bring your own Glen 20 or something.
Well,
that is even worse.
Okay.
Do you know what I hate at the moment?
What?
You know those when you go into the, like, public toilets?
No,
like
I
that,
don't. But
and
tell me.
They've got the little thing up the top. And,
oh, the spray.
Oh, yeah.
It sprays you.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's really offensive because it's like a review.
You're right.
It's like a review. You go in, and sometimes I go, oh, geez, I've copped a bit.
I reckon
and
girls.
Then someone else comes in and gets nothing.
Girls
go,
should
oh,
carry
oh.
those on dates. Like if you're banging on too long, or just they see you and they just go, in the middle of a conversation, just to shut you up.
Are you telling me that we should go to the phones? 133353,
right,
give us a
clowning.
Call. What do you want to clown? Who do you want to clown? Get involved.
Okay.
Sad day, Jane. That was a good competition. Yeah.
Never mind. Give us a call now, 133353.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Clown of the week, we are doing 133353 to get involved.
And we're going to go straight to the phones, I think.
We'll go straight to the phones, Jane.
Yeah, Joe.
Yep.
Hey, Joe.
How's it going, guys?
Yeah, good.
Yep. Who'd like to clown?
Well, I'm clowning Triple M.
What?
Yep.
For what?
No shout out for Robert Plant on Monday. It was his 70th birthday.
And
I think, is that true, Dave?
It was. I did tweet up. I was sick on Monday. Joe, I probably would have mentioned.
He went down in sympathy.
I did, but I did tweet out, happy birthday, Robert Plant. I said, does Robert Plant? And someone says, well, Brian May, which
well,
I didn't think was too bad.
On that sad note.
And that's why you're away on Monday.
Let's make amends right now, Dave.
Let's go.
Hey, mama said the way you move gon' make you sweat, gon' make you groove.
Come on.
You cannot beat that.
Air guitar, everyone.
Way you shake that thing gon' make you cry.
Happy birthday, you magnificent bastard.
Well done, Robert Plant. He's probably still celebrating now, so that's all right. It's never too late.
Doesn't he live on a farm somewhere?
Yeah, I think he does.
I think he
lives
on a farm, and he can still do it.
When
I heard they got back for the O2 Arena gigs, I went, well, they would have been the luckiest ticket holders.
Imagine.
In the
oh my
world.
God.
Yeah. Get that.
Well done, Joe.
Band back together.
Vicky.
Yeah.
How you going, Vic?
Good. How are you?
Really
would you like
good.
Who'd you like to clown, Vic? What idiot do you have in your sights?
You, Mickey.
Hey,
I love this. Why,
what,
Vicky?
What for?
Well, I just can't cope with the fact that you want to give Janie's toilet a run for its money. That's wrong.
The toilet's had it too good for too long.
It's been doing it all week to me.
Well, I've got two loos at home, so basically if you want to poop, go outside.
Do you have a bidet?
No.
What
no.
Do you have a bidet, Jane?
No, I'm not,
I don't have a bidet.
All right, settle down.
It's too personal. Don't ask me that.
And the way you were speaking to Janie the other day, Mickey. That was really bad.
Thank you, Vicky.
I love listening to you guys too when I drive home, and I was just heartbroken for Jane.
Wait, hang on, what did I say? What did I do?
You've just been tough
just
on me.
Really nasty.
Yeah. You're just pushing it too far.
Sure, Shut up, Dave.
I was fragile.
At least I was here.
Hey, let's give Vicky a prize.
Yeah, prize pack for you, Vicky. Kennedy Moy prize pack coming your way.
Vicky, you still like me though, don't you?
Oh, I love you. You make me laugh every day.
Thank you.
Be nice to Jane.
Thank you very much, Vicky. I'm very easily bruised. Okay, let's go,
Phil. Butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. She'll see her tipping over the furniture here when something doesn't go her way.
Let's hear from Phil. Hi, Phil. Who do you want to clown?
Jane Kennedy.
What?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, for being so precious about your toilet.
This is, whether you like it or not, this is the big topic of the week. You've tried to crush our promo.
Yes, fair enough.
But you can't silence the people.
No, or you mean the males, because I'm not getting much support from the chicks when it comes to stinking up a toilet. No prize for you, Phil.
No prize for
what?
Phil.
No.
Don't say I'm not a good sport.
I am. I never.
Hey, Phil, I'll get you out of jail sometime.
Oh, shut up.
Sneak you in the back.
Thanks, Phil. Have a good Friday.
Okay, Todd, what's going on?
G'day, guys.
Who are you clowning?
Security let me get through. My wife. My Muppet of a wife.
Oh, your Muppet of a wife.
You be nice. We don't like that language. What's she doing?
She came up with the fantastic idea of putting the wheelie bins into the back of the wagon to cart them up the drive because she's lazy. Only to slam the tailgate down and smash the back window of the wagon and put the wheelie bin straight through.
Now, how long's your driveway?
Mate, it's walking distance.
Sometimes it's cold. Cold and wet and you just want to, you know.
How's your policy on a wheelie bin? I know you don't like Portaloos.
I have a very clean wheelie bin.
Do you?
Yep.
Bin juice?
Bin bags.
Great idea.
You put bin bags in your...
Bin bags.
What is wrong?
Then again, it's a lot of plastic that's bad for the environment.
Think about my children.
about the dolphins.
You know what I hate? If I ever see a dolphin...
You're going to punch it in the face.
Okay.
I know.
Hey, listen.
It's not very environmental.
Can I say that what annoys me most is so I leave my... You put your bins out?
Yep.
And then they pick up the rubbish.
Yeah.
If you don't run out and get them, all the idiots in my neighbourhood start filling them.
Oh, right.
So you've come down and you the lid's off and you go to pick it up.
And it's full again. You've got to booby trap it. Booby trap it.
I swear to God, I will.
Yeah, I'll
hide
tell you in a plan.
I'm going to get a midget. I'm going to hire a midget. Dwarf, whatever the proper word is.
Dwarf, that's it.
I think the whole thing's not very proper to suggest, by the way.
And just attack like he's being shot out of a cannon.
Oscar the Grouch or something. Yeah.
Thanks, Todd. All right. That's crazy. Let's have one more. Hello, Bryce.
Who'd you like to clown?
Hey, guys. Janie, sorry.
No, Jane, again.
Again? Why?
Yes.
Well, you claim to be Tradie Janie, but you've never been to a porta potty.
All right, I have to confess.
You've never used a portaloo, but you wanted to be...
What?
I have. Oh, at the races. And at the polo.
That's not really like a trade site.
Yeah, but that's
though.
Like silver service portaloo, isn't it?
It was quite nice.
There's a waiter in there. Can I...
Handing me my toilet paper.
If I ever see you go into a portaloo, I'm going to run up and tip it over. And then run off.
There's so many things that you could do to me, but that would be the worst.
That would be the worst.
Thank you, Bryce. I did do a little bit of a fib and say I'd never used one, but I haven't.
But you have.
So there you go. I'm still true to be Tradie Janie.
It's a learning experience.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Get involved. Clown of the week, Jane Kennedy. Oh, and what?
Sounding a bit sick.
Yeah, sound a bit croaky.
I have been a bit crook. It's funny you say that. I've
been a bit sick all week, have you? We're still in Clown of the Week. Brian's on the line. G'day, Brian. Who would you like to clown?
Sick day, Dave.
What are you talking about? We've had a mountain of calls for this.
Why?
You have, haven't you?
Well, you let us down.
Why, Brian? Why would you clown me for
Monday,
that?
It's Monday. It's all hands on deck.
If you're dangerous, you kind of got to, you know, show up to work, mate.
I don't want to infect the rest of the crew with my illness.
Pussy Dave. That's what I mean.
Okay. I love you, Dave, but, mate, come on.
But you are...
No price for you.
Brian, you're right.
You're a bit soft. But you're a bit soft.
But we didn't let you go, you know. Look, we didn't let you get away with it.
Well, you had my back, didn't you?
We had your back on air.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Let's have a listen.
Dave's a bit sicky-wicky.
Apparently.
Who takes
I'm a bit sus.
On a Monday.
On a Monday.
I'm the only person now on this show that has not missed a day due to sickness.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Iron Guts Kennedy. That's my name. One of my nicknames.
But I mean, what happened to Dave, do you know?
There's various reports around the office. He's known to take a Monday off, known to take a Friday off, Jane. Some people said that he's been walking around the office since you've been sick, Mick, just doing a bit of...
Oh, he was claiming he's going to catch up to it.
Yeah, but then I've heard that he was at the footy on Saturday night in all sorts.
Oh, at the Medallion Club. I heard this too.
Hawthorn.
Apparently sideways.
But official excuse that he gave to Fitzy, our boss, ate some dodgy ice cream that his daughter made.
No, you can't eat dodgy ice cream. No one's sick from dodgy ice cream, honestly.
That's his excuse.
Hey, Rosie, me, Dave and Jane were going to Queens of the Stone Age together, but because Dave's not here, would you like to go instead?
I'd love to.
We'll all go.
Dave will drive us.
In the Getz.
He
can drive us in the Getz.
Very hurtful, by the way.
You know we love you.
We'll need you to pick us up early for that one.
All right.
Thank you. Fine. Rosie really stuck it in there, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
She did a very, very good job, by the way.
She was. It was great. Feel free to feel sick again. Hey, Brian, we love you,
thanks,
Dave.
Thanks, Brian. Matt. Hey, Matt.
How you going, guys?
Love really good.
Good
thank
on you.
You.
Who do you want to clown?
I want to clown Andy's doctor for the misdiagnosis.
I reckon that's completely spot on.
Andy Lee's doctor has a lot to answer for misdiagnosing a hemorrhoid. Have we got the audio?
Yeah, take a listen.
Misdiagnosis wasn't a hemorrhoid.
What?
So for all hemorrhoid enthusiasts, they're probably tuning out now.
Boom.
You're not going to tell me it was a big pimple.
Well, kind of. It was a perianal abscess. So that is...
That sounds a lot better.
It essentially is a big pimple. It grew and grew overnight. It got to the size of a good-sized lime, small lemon.
Honestly, all right, enough.
That
enough.
Is
we're
enough.
We're giving the idea.
Stop. I'm just holding up a small lime.
Yeah, no,
and
awful.
I don't want to put it between my bum cheeks, but I'm imagining that's what it's like.
I can't hear that.
It's revolting. It's a Friday. We need a light out.
Am I on air?
Do you know what I can't help thinking about?
What?
How many things, like if you're a proctologist, you don't have to deal with a lot.
Mm.
It's your bum. And
there can only be so many things that can go belly up.
Diagnosis. And to misdiagnose a hemorrhoid, which I would have thought would be the bread and butter diagnosis of the poop shoot.
You know what? Though in the Australia Day honours list... Yes. I reckon proctologists really
not Andy's. Hey, let's
and we're
clean
glad
it
Andy's
up.
Better.
Yes,
Andy is on the
he's
mend.
On the mend.
I've seen the X-rays.
Okay.
So you know what? He'll be ready to sit on your toilet any day now.
That's a great idea.
Coming back. That's the last I'll ever mention.
Thank you.
Coming back with Dave O'Neill, who, as I said, despite Jane trying to get the show taken off air, is going on anyway tonight. On Channel 10, and I've heard nothing but good stuff. Should be great.
I'm fully in support of it, 100%. Let's go.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
And it's a monster officially out of control. It's going to go berserk. Hey, we're going to do the weekend review. I love this. This is where we look back and we try.
And we can hear how awful you were to me during the week and how much toilet talk there was.
No, we work out. We try and concertina in all my good bits and find a couple of good bits.
And that goes
you.
For about 2 seconds.
And off we go. Hey, you're going to talk about The Bachelor.
I am going to have a little chat about The Batch.
Did my girl... We've got a pool going.
Yeah,
here.
One of your girls has gone ski.
Has gone.
Yeah, and she left in quite a spectacular fashion. I'm going to play to everybody how she left.
Guys, now I'm down to who? Romy.
Romy, who's the Pasha, the vampire.
Right. Well,
the clinger.
Doesn't sound all bad. Hey, we're going to take your calls.
Yes, we are.
Let's kick off the hour with a man who has a show on TV tonight. Despite everything Jane has done to run him out of town.
It's very tedious, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, yeah. We've moved on. It seems like ages ago.
And I never had a go at Dave's show.
She's been very supportive, actually.
I've never had a go at Dave's show or any of the shows in Pilot Week.
Never seen her supportive of anything I do, but obviously she's happy for you. Well. Hey.
I am very happy for Dave.
What's the show called, Dave? Yeah, so it's about my life as a comedian and a dad and a husband.
And it looks really funny. You've got a great cast.
Glenn Robbins, a friend of your
Emily
show.
Emily Tahini is your
wife. I love Emily. Is hilarious.
She's a great chick.
Brilliant. And, and Glenn we know is unbelievable.
Geraldine Hickey.
Enjoying Russell Coit, by the way. Is that Sunday night?
Sunday night, but you'll see a repeat of Russell Coit, I think, after Dave. Yeah, on Channel 10. So.
Oh, well, I hope
I'm between the living room and Russell Coit. So let's hope.
Okay, what can we expect? Paint the picture for people. Well, you said it's about you and your life.
It's a sitcom. And
that's not selling it, Dave.
Yeah, okay. It's funny.
That's good. Can we hear some of it? Have you got a clip?
Yes, we've got a clip of me and my wife.
Do you need to put this in context?
Yeah, no, it's just me and my wife.
Is your TV wife or your real wife?
Well, that's funny you should ask, because someone texts me, a guy I sort of don't know, and he goes, gee, you're punching above your weight, mate. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, you're in the paper with your wife. And I go to my actual wife. We haven't been out together for 20 years. How can we be in the paper?
Join the dots, mate. Come on.
It's Emily Tahini, my TV wife. Yes.
And your own wife is also punching above your weight, as you know.
Gorgeous,
of course.
That's right.
It's not hard for you to punch above your weight, Dave.
Let's hear a clip from Dave.
What if someone sees you on TV and they think, oh, he's rich and famous, I'll go and kidnap his kids?
You ever seen an old episode of Speaks and Speaks? Yeah, that guy's a millionaire. Look, he's been on a few times. This is not going to happen. I'm not famous. I'm not rich.
No, I know. Thank God you're not that successful.
Yeah, thank God.
No, it comforts me to know that you're not that good.
Famous? Yeah, sure.
Famous. But if they do come, the kidnappers, you will tell them you're not famous. You've got no money, no prospects, and then, I don't know, send them to Glenn Robbins' house.
That sounds punchy and funny, and I like it.
Now, I say this, the word on the street already, and I'm not saying this because you're a friend of mine, is great. I've heard nothing but good stuff out there.
And you're getting a lot of support from not only the comedy fraternity, but the whole showbiz fraternity, and it's been a very interesting week because it has been Pilot Week on 10.
Yeah, people are piling on Twitter on some shows, and they're supporting
everyone's
others.
Got it. Well, you know, this is the thing. Channel 10 did say,
ask for feedback.
Let us know. And, you know, people are letting Channel 10 know in certain terms in some ways.
Haven't given you the great time slot, I don't think. I don't think Friday night.
After the living room?
After the living room, that Miguel, he will kill you.
Yeah.
He will drive the ball over to the footy.
But, you know, the footy's a dead ringer if we're talking AFL. The two teams
dead
playing.
Rubber.
Dead rubber, sorry. Yeah, okay, you're right. Not dead ringer.
So what we've got to do is encourage people. It's going to be,
Dave's show.
Night.
Yes. Yeah, it's called Dave's on 8:30.
On Channel 10.
And Glenn Robbins is in it. And you didn't ask me. You didn't think to ask me.
I would love to have both of you in it.
I had your dad on my show.
What's that?
I had your dad on.
My dad Kev still talks about it.
Yeah, but nothing for me.
No, but no, next series, don't worry. When the series
everyone's
gets
a bit
up,
sick of you. A bit over,
you. This goes on all week.
You've got several TV shows, haven't
you?
Yeah,
you're all over the place.
By the way, Dave airs tonight, 8:30 on 10 as part of Pilot Week. More with Dave O'Neill after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Dave O'Neill.
We've just had a studio visit from a very
an intruder,
Andy Lee, who's out there through the glass, sitting on a cushion.
I think he just wanted to show us that he can walk upright.
He's back.
And without chafing.
It's like a miracle. I've had a look at the x-rays. All good. Two thumbs up.
Do you know what's weird too?
When I say two thumbs up,
he's the first boy. I was actually going to gently pat on the bottom.
On the bot.
Just to see how he's feeling, and I felt a bit obtrusive.
Was it painful for him, what he went through? Or?
Oh, my God. Go and speak to him, yeah.
Really painful.
Worst pain ever. Yeah, was it's terrible.
Size of a lemon.
Size of a lemon?
Mm. Or a lime.
Or a lime.
Or a lime.
It's a line ball.
It's like a ping pong ball.
Not quite a cantaloupe.
Bigger.
In fact, I will never go.
So we have
to my
gone.
Fruit shop
we've
again.
Pretty much gone 5 days with this chatter now.
So a kiwi fruit would be the perfect size.
Perfect.
And
it's furry.
I don't like the texture.
All right.
Okay,
guys.
Dave. What else is going on in your life, mate?
Lots
well,
of
how's
stuff.
Gary? How's Gary?
Gary won a competition.
What?
This is bizarre. There was a knock on the door. And
Gary, of course, is your
son.
Youngest. And he's like, this courier goes, package for Gary O'Neill. I'm like, what? He's like, nine. What? And so do you know K-Zone? It's a kids' magazine.
Yes, I do.
And he's like, don't enter that stuff. You're not going to win. But, yeah, he won a He won a hand solo pack. Oh. And
what do you get in the hand solo
pack? And why is like don't enter a competition?
Well, I just think no one wins those competitions. Now I've turned around. People do win them.
I used to say to my kids all the time, you've got to be in it to win it.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And, did you ever send away for like the X-ray specs?
Yes. And the sea monkeys.
What was the X-ray specs? What was the scam? Oh, they used to paint like a nude woman inside the glasses.
Yes, the sea monkeys were always dead.
The sea monkeys material.
They were just baby shrimp, baby prawns, right?
That's how you want your sea monkeys delivered in the mail.
Yes. You had to write on the internet, on the K-Zone website, what you would do if you had a time machine, right, to win the solo.
And what did he say?
He said, I'd get a machine gun and go back and shoot all the dinosaurs. And for that, he won a prize. So,
wow. What are you talking about?
The dinosaurs never had a chance, did they?
Hey, there's a lot of them.
Meteors to Gary wanting to shoot them, they're all dinosaurs.
Can I just say, there's someone who's really bored down reading those things. I'd go back to the time of the... I'll get a machine gun and shoot all the... Give this kid a prize. Yeah,
get a solo pack. Get the solo pack
get
out.
Get the solo pack out. What are you getting the solo pack?
You know, I do a lot of gigs. I did a gig in regional... I was on a Rex airline the other day.
How does the Rex airline go these days?
Oh, well, you do walk up the tarmac and think... I honestly thought the pilot was a kid dressed up as a Make-A-Wish thing happening for this young man.
Or Book Week.
Yeah, or Book Week. But his name was Corey. He was the pilot.
Corey.
This is your captain, Corey, speaking.
Yeah. Hey, and today we're going to fly really high.
Time and a place for Corey's, and it's in a boy band.
Exactly. You don't want Corey flying your plane.
Or his voice breaking.
Yeah, so anyway, I sat next to a guy on the plane who's quite old, and he had his phone open, and his contacts and text messages were fascinating because it was in big sort of print.
What are you doing? Oh.
And so he had like Frank Bowls Club, and then he had Frank Heart Attack under his contacts. And then he had...
So as not to confuse the
Franks. Yeah. Then he had Dan the Dead Shit, which is like... And then he got a message from the old mole saying, do you want me to pick you up at the airport? I'm like, well, that's his wife.
That's funny.
And so anyway, I've started talking to him, and we're flying to Mildura because I do all the big gigs. Yeah. And I say, oh, well, you know, his name was Keith, and he's up. And he goes, oh, you're a comedian. I went, yeah. And he goes, oh, we do comedies at the Bowls Club. And I said, oh, is Frank still running that, the Bowls Club? No. Anyway, so he got my number, and I was just waiting. And he goes, I'll get your number.
So you wanted to see what he put you in as?
Yes. Yeah. And so, you know, he got my number. I'm trying to see what he put. I got his number too. And then I couldn't see what he put me in as. And so, with the baggage carousel, I thought, "Bug, I'm just going to ring him and stand behind him."
So I ring him,
and this just comes up as unfunny fat guy.
That's not
Keith.
True.
Part of that's true. Oh. Come on,
it could have been me calling. Yeah. Who knows for sure?
No, well, I'll tell you what. You are a funny guy. I'm not going to call you fat, but you're a funny guy. You've got your show called Dave on Channel 10 tonight at 8:30.
Better be good. Because I'm planning to watch it, and I'm going to get some friends around. And
yeah.
So when they pick it up, I'm so confident it's going to be picked up. Have you written the series?
I've
all ready to go.
Quite a few episodes.
Excellent.
And you two guys can be in it. There's plenty of parts.
No,
I've told
you. I said I'd like to be a nosy neighbour.
You can be a nosy neighbour?
Yeah.
Okay, you can be the belligerent sort of drunk
guy. I'd like
to
be the first husband.
You're used to playing that. Because you already played a first husband to Kath Day Knight.
Were you in Honkers?
Gary Poole from Gary Poole's Pools.
And you were in Honkers, weren't you?
I was in Honkers a lot.
Yeah.
I was in Honkers a lot, and I think May rooted a pool model.
Okay.
Good times.
On that note,
you'd both be welcome.
Thank you very much,
it's
Dave.
Like Dave Wills.
All right,
we'll be
Dave.
Watching in our homes tonight. Good luck and great
thanks.
To have you
Can't
in.
Can't wait.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Here, thanks to Milwaukee, next breakthrough in power tool and battery technology.
Well
thanks,
done,
Milwaukee.
Well, you know that I've had a big tradie week.
You've had a massive tradie week.
But I just can't pick up. Because I'm not a professional.
Well, you can't.
Well, I can pick up. But, I mean, power tools.
You can't do it because you're not qualified to use the Milwaukee.
Not.
It's for the big kahunas, the top shelf. We've got a visit on the way here from some good people from Milwaukee head office. Hello
you know what?
To you all.
They're the toughest looking dudes I've ever seen.
Not enough high vis for my liking.
And I like
I was expecting hard hats, high vis, power tools,
I like
power
the belts they're wearing. The Sanders.
Do you know what I'd like?
And the drills.
While we've got them here, I would like a tour of the Milwaukee offices. Maybe we could do that.
I think we should.
Go and see where the magic happens.
And you can't just get Milwaukee at any old store.
No. No,
just
how
don't
do you
be
get
fooled
it?
By that. An authorised Milwaukee retailer.
No, you don't.
It's authorised. You don't be silly. And none of you do it yourselfers.
Do it yourself.
Rack
as
off.
Idiots.
Not happening.
They're making round down the shallow end
Come
of the pool.
On.
They've got no business dealing with Milwaukee, the best in the business when it comes to power tools.
Thank you for your sponsorship to Milwaukee. We greatly
absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Indeed. Now, you. Mm. You've been watching The Bachelor. I haven't seen 1 minute. I do like the honey badger. I know you do too. What's happening?
Okay, an update. There's quite a few girls that have been piffed and going. One of your girls left last night.
What?
Steph.
Steph.
And look,
which
we
one
didn't,
was Steph?
Oh, look, we hardly got to know her at all.
Was the gummy one?
Yeah, that's your word,
big
not mine.
Big chompers.
No, she might
big
be listening.
Big chompers? Was it
I don't
chillin'?
Think it's complimentary to say that.
I'm just calling it like it is.
Okay.
And she...
She left.
Big chompers.
I do know what you're saying. She left.
And she was a children's performer.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. She left, and this is what she said. As, you know, when after Osha
I liked
comes
her.
Out.
What was she at for my, I had her in the sweep.
Steph?
Yeah.
Did you?
Steph.
Yeah, you did. You've got
I think you did.
Steph and Romy.
Yeah, she's out now. You've only got Romy left.
Romy's still there.
Real
she's the
bitch,
vampire.
Romy.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway.
A vampire? Yeah. What do you mean?
She went and attacked
Badgie's
neck.
I'm glad Steph was a vampire because with those teeth, she'd bite your neck off.
Let's listen to what Steph said when she left the building.
I can't believe that I shaved my legs for this.
Fair enough.
That's she'd held on to that for so long. I can't believe I shaved
my legs. That's a big concession to make.
You know what? I think she was dared by her friends.
To say that?
I dare you to say that.
Oh, you're right.
Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
She was demeaning the whole process.
Totally.
She was saying this is how much
she
it means
she knew she didn't have
me.
A hope in hell. Okay, let's move on to Kat.
They should get the yellow wiggle on that show. If you want to get a children's performer.
They can't
hot.
Just plonk her in now. It's already chosen.
Why
maybe
not?
Next year when you're on.
It's a good idea, though.
Yeah.
Okay, Kat, who is one of mine in the sweep, and she's like another bitch.
Okay.
She's one of the mean girls.
Kat.
She's got the short bob
the kitten
hair.
Has claws.
She wears glasses with a chain. And she wears
is she a comedy character? Or is
looks
she,
like one.
Is this something, is this
she also wears
person?
Overalls. Not so flattering. Anyway, she finally gets a date with Badgie.
Hello.
And they're sitting on a chair. And then she's drinking red wine.
Oh, yeah.
And then this happens.
Nick was giving me every indication that he wanted to make out with me, that there was that sexual chemistry.
She's sort of edging in nice and close, and Kat's no dummy. She's got a plan of attack. I just see it in her.
I think if it's rushed, it can take a bit of the longevity out of it.
Yeah? Am I going to tempt you?
Have a crack, honey badger.
I'm going to go for a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah. He kissed her on the cheek.
God, boom!
She's put the arms around the neck. She's tried to pull him in for the big pash, and he's gone the swipe on the side, give the nana kiss.
Yeah. Right.
So
honey badger, get involved.
But I think
get
she
in
was,
there. She'll be like a tack.
She was so humiliated and embarrassed. And he's this guy, this big hunky footballer.
She realises she's on The Bachelor, right?
Yeah, but he's going, I don't want to rush things. You know, I just like to take things slow.
Yeah,
right.
That's my understanding of
okay. And then there's this another girl called Blair, and she decided, you know, at the cocktail parties, they all frock up. That's when they get their glamorous gear and they
where
look fabulous.
Where are they getting all this stuff from?
Oh, for free, from sponsors.
Are they living in the same house or something? Or?
Yes. You don't need to. Don't worry about the logistics of how they've got their dresses, Mick.
Sure.
There's bigger things to worry about. Sure. So this chick
concerns me. Are you allowed to send out for clothes, or do you have to bring
probably.
Them with you when you get there?
I don't know. But
so is it whatever you take?
Stop it now. Talking about the clothes. So Blair turns
where
up.
Where she got the overalls from? Like, would that have been a decision to bring?
They're
the
hers,
overalls?
For God's sake. That's a bad choice too. Blair, I think the school teacher. She came in activewear to a cocktail party. Everyone goes, what's she doing? Why is she wearing that? She looks hot. She's got a great rig. Oh, my God, she looks really hot. He'll really like
which
her.
One's this?
Blair. Quick, go through files. Got it? Okay. Here's what Blair said when she went and sat on a seat next to the bachelor.
Oh, that's moist.
Oh, wow.
Wow, what? Can we hear that again?
Oh, that's moist.
Ooh. Don't know. She's
God,
not
I can't.
I've got some information. Apparently they've got a stylist, Mick, who is actually Sophie Monk's personal stylist.
Oh, okay. Is Sophie Monk in the house?
Why would she be in the house? She's been the bachelorette. Why would she be there?
Who would have pre-planned to bring some overalls into the house?
I think we better go to a song.
Do you remember the lead singer from Come On Eileen? Come on, Eileen. Dixie's Midnight Runners.
Runners, yeah.
They all had overalls.
They were in the overalls.
You've got to be very careful to get the overalls look away. You know what you need? A Milwaukee power tool.
That's it.
To go with your overall.
Correct.
And you're away.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about cooked for another week. It's been a great week, though, hasn't it?
It's been a great week. Would you like to reminisce?
I'd like to.
Let's have a look at the week that was.
It was a week of big calls on Kennedy Malloy. Dangerous made the big call of chucking a sickie on a Monday.
Hey, Rosie, me, Dave and Jane were going to Queens of the Stone Age together, but because Dave's not here, would you like to go instead?
I'd love to.
We'll all go. Oh,
Dave will drive us.
In the gets.
He can drive
us in the gets.
Mick made the dangerous call of falling asleep around his two boys.
I wake up with Band-Aids all over my face and one of my legs in the middle of being shaven. And I said, okay, boys, what's going on? They go, Daddy, we're operating.
Oh, my God.
Jane made the bad call of showing weakness when it came to people using the toilet.
Not acceptable.
It's not a display item. It's attached to plumbing,
you
Jane.
Just don't do it when you go to someone's house.
We all do it.
We're going to come around and use your
good
toilet.
Good luck with that. You are not.
I'm going to have some beef.
I'll lock it.
Rigatoni.
I'm going to put a deadlock on it.
Okay.
Speaking of toilets, the PM made a call on why women avoid work toilets.
They're a little bit inhibited at work, and
well,
that's fair enough.
You've got
too.
That in your party, so you wouldn't even have a women's toilet.
Julie never takes a dump at work.
Okay.
What she does is she goes, I'm going to go out for a wrap between 12 and 2. Like most women who work in offices, what they do is they walk up and down the street and they crop dust.
They don't, Mr. Turnbull.
They do indeed. Never walk behind a woman between 12 and 2 o'clock because they're out crop dusting.
And when too much bum stuff is never enough, welcome Andy Lee.
It's a hemorrhoid. It is the biggest hemorrhoid you've ever seen. The doctor came in and had a look and he went, wow, you know, that's not even...
Everyone, seriously?
The guy off the radio, come in!
He was so big I couldn't walk.
He actually had to bounce into the hospital like he was on one of his old fashion.
Does he make a wish before he cuts into it? I mean, how big is this thing?
They've got kids lining up blindfolded and they're going to whack them.
But it turns out that Andy's doctor made the wrong call.
Misdiagnosis, wasn't a hemorrhoid. So it was a perianal abscess. So that is...
That sounds a lot better.
It got to the size of a good-sized lime, small lemon, and then it burst. It takes about 9 hours to drain it. What's crazy is it disappears to nothing. Like, it's essentially
you're
like...
Back.
I'm back. I'm feeling great.
And there's no evidence that it ever happened.
Beck left me.
Mick couldn't stop making big calls.
I will call this now.
Yes.
Cher will be dead before her tour starts. Cher will die before her tour starts.
Get off.
And Jane made a bold call about the future of lingerie.
Young women are sort of reacting a little bit against the black lacy.
Why?
Look. Why?
Why?
Well, they're going for a more active wear look.
This annoys me.
There's nothing better at the end of the day, I have to say, than taking your bra off.
Really?
Matt Preston says the same.
But perhaps the biggest call of the week was Mix by launching this new competition.
Your chance at a triumphant turd in Jane's toilet.
You're a fair dinkum idiot.
We'll load you up with a spicy chicken tikka and your copy of Penthouse and give you a clear 20 minutes to do your worst on Jane Kennedy's throne.
You're a terrible man.
Kennedy Malloy's Rage Against the Latrine.
How dare you?
And willing entrants came from everywhere.
Right, I nearly fell off the chair. That is gold. It is the best competition we've ever had. I'm also lactose intolerant.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
It's been a big week in politics.
It has been a big week in politics, culminating in today.
Hey, we're on the same page, Mickey.
A new Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Scott Morrison is our new Prime Minister.
Yes,
and Josh Frydenberg is our deputy.
Fix the hair. Fix the hair. Good
and
guy.
And they're very happy to have that position. That's pretty lucky too that they've scraped in there.
But Tony Abbott's still wandering around the corridors like a golem-like feet creature.
Speaking of golem,
didn't quite get across. Dutton, well, Dutton's... I don't think you've heard the last of
Peter Dutton. I don't think
Dutton.
We have heard
I
the last
he
of him.
He was a substantial political
Turnbull did
force.
His last speech as Prime Minister, surrounded by his wife, daughter and grandchildren.
It's sad for him. I feel sorry for him.
You feel sorry for him? I
slink back to his mansion in Port Piper.
Count his millions.
Start up his $100 million business.
But there's a new political player who's put his hat in the ring.
Really? Before we do that, let's just do a recap on the week's events.
Okay, good idea. On today's events.
Day four.
Three sources are telling us that Scott Morrison has won a ballot for the Liberal leadership and, therefore, will become the 30th Prime Minister of Australia. Peter Dutton's numbers team. Something has gone, to use the cliche, horribly wrong.
Something has gone horribly wrong. And a lot of people have been telling me this week, these guys are over-egging it. These guys have got terrible tactics. Do they know how to count?
After what they have done, I think, over the last few days, it's going to be a really tough job now for Scott Morrison to pull the whole team together. But, of course, I think, in my view, he's better placed, far better placed to do it than Peter Dutton, because Peter Dutton would have been seen as the guy who took ownership of the party on behalf of the right wing.
My course from here is to provide absolute loyalty to Scott Morrison to make sure that we win the election and that we defeat Bill Shorten.
We've lost the Prime Minister, but there is still a government to save.
I was impressed by how many of my colleagues voted for loyalty above disloyalty. How the insurgents were not rewarded by electing Mr. Dutton, for example, but instead, my successor, who I wish the very best, of course, Scott Morrison. The events of the last week or so, it was extraordinary. It was described as madness by many, and I think it's difficult to describe it in any other way. It may surprise you on a day like this, but I remain very optimistic and positive about our nation's future.
Well, we have a result, and the winner is Bill Shorten.
And stand by, Australia.
Yes.
Because there is another person
Fluff
who...
Fluff my pillows here.
Yeah, well, hang on.
Just talk it up.
Just shush. There is another political lion who has thrown
a giant. Political giant.
A giant lion.
Heavyweight.
A very heavyweight.
Real heavy.
Oh,
super heavy. And he's put his hat in the ring. Yeah. And that person is Mick Molloy.
Australia, in this time of political uncertainty, there is only one logical choice for the future.
Mickey!
When you need your next Prime Minister, you need Canberra's favourite son.
You can swing by the National Portrait Gallery and see a photo of me in my natural habitat.
In your undies.
Right. That's in a pub drinking a beer.
Mick Molloy provides sound economic and financial knowledge.
Warren Buffett took one look at Mickcoin and cracked a stiffy, and he's 87.
Good old-fashioned values.
You know what? I've been this angry since Holden removed the ashtray from their cars.
Comprehensive foreign policy experience.
I went to Mykonos. The only thing I didn't like about the food was it was very hard to eat it while there were eight hotties dancing on your table.
A unique stance on law and order.
I've always wanted a conjugal visit.
He thinks outside the box when it comes to balancing the budget.
Hook out, here comes another GoFundMe page.
He has wide-ranging diplomacy skills.
Trump's an idiot.
Is culturally sensitive.
And I just made up a language. So I start going, I got Dagamundama.
Did you really?
And knows how to handle our troops.
That general arrived with two female officers and you called him General Three-Way.
He is one of Australia's greatest legal minds.
I'm intrigued by the High Court.
Are you?
I have to say.
Why is that?
Well, because I've been in every court other than the High Court.
And brings an X factor not seen before in the role of Prime Minister.
Goes off like a firecracker in the sack.
It's time to make Australia Mick again.
And remember, if the lodges are rocking, don't bother knocking.
Vote one, Mick Molloy for PM.
Pretty happy with that one. That's a big one. Well done, Mickey. I will continue the fine tradition of great prime ministers. I will be found in the foyer with no pants on like Malcolm Fraser. I pledge to you, attend a strip club in New York like Rudd.
Yep.
I will scull the fastest beer in the history of time like Bob Hawke.
Wow.
Well, you're living up to all our expectations so far, Mickey.
All right.
Stand by.
Done. Mick Molloy.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Molloy.
I'm out of here.
Saying that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm done.
You're done, are you?
I'm putting my cue in the rack.
That's what they're saying in Canberra at the moment. Everybody's out of there. Bill Shorten's written a nice letter to Malcolm Turnbull and his family and Lucy, saying that he and Chloe wish him and Lucy and their family very well.
Good
that's
on
nice
them.
Manners.
It is.
You know, that's what you do in these days. Well, that's what you do when you'll be going to politics.
Yeah.
We had a bit of feedback about that.
never look behind, never say sorry, never admit to anything. If you get caught standing above a body with a smoking gun, deny, deny, deny.
That's what we like from our politicians. Mm. Trevor Cardwell just says, I don't think so.
What about what?
For yous going to politics, yous being PM.
What would he know?
Libby Jane says, I would vote for him.
Yes, well done, Libby. Join the team. Get on the winning train.
Steve Ritchie says, now that's a face I can trust.
Yes, well done. Good judge.
Yeah. Vote one, Mick Molloy.
Yes.
Finally a PM for the people.
Thank you.
Adam Cohen says, couldn't be any worse than the current buffoons. Yeah, well.
Free entry to the racetrack.
That'll really?
Be my first okay. thing.
Why? What's that? Why is
no
that
more good? GST on beer.
Okay.
And
tampons.
All right.
Now, you've right. talked about poo
okay.
and toilets all week, and I say tampons, and your brow goes all furrowed.
You got the dump button there,
yeah.
Dave.
We're out of time. That.
Hey, big week next week,
that's
guys.
That's what your toilet needs, a dump button.
Tom Gleisner is
right
in.
End, I just keep coming.
Russell Howcroft, Charlie Pickering, and more. Enjoy your weekend.
Get me home.
See you Monday. Kennedy Molloy.
That was some Kennedy Molloy for you. Now get around performance never seen before on the job site. Check out the latest from Milwaukee at your nearest authorised Milwaukee retailer.